Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
The Bible says if two meet and all they want to do is just give God some time and give God some attention, he's going to do something. Yeah. And I believe God wants to do something tonight, so I'm really excited. Just a little bit of a kind of background to kind of part of the message, because I found more and more and more, as I've kind of just given my life more to Jesus and saying, Lord, please use me more and speak to me more clearly and follow me, all that stuff, is I'm finding my whole life, by the grace of God, is becoming more of the message. So this isn't a message for tonight, this is a message for now. Yesterday, Janet, my wife, and I had a great opportunity to hold our fifth grandchild. And her name is Talitha. Great name, it's Aramaic for little girl. But as is my custom, every time I hold one of our new ones, I pray for them. I can't help it. There's just something that engages in my heart. So this is the fifth time I've done this in this particular way. It's always the same kind of way. And that is that you feel in that little bundle of heat. There's a lot of heat in a new baby. It's amazing. Lots of other stuff as well sometimes. But you won't go there. But there's a lot of heat there. And I feel every time that I picked up these five grandchildren a connection with yesterday, today and forever. And actually it was interesting yesterday in our conversation, a little bit yesterday, it was like we've been expecting Talitha to arrive for 9 months, as you would expect. That's kind of normal. Thank God we're not elephants. Have to wait about 10 years for those or something. But when she was there, it was like she'd always been there. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, it just reminded me that Jesus sees yesterday, today and tomorrow all at the same time. Yeah. Is that the Bible says he knew about her before we got a cuddle. Yeah. He had a destiny for her before she came into the light of this world that we're in. But I was also reminded that God never makes mistakes. He doesn't get it wrong ever. He never gets caught out by anybody. He never gets surprised by anything. So her destiny, even though she's only this big, her destiny is bigger than she is. Her future is already greater than her physical size. And that's because it's the future God has got for her, not the future that any of us can try and give her. And so that's kind of led me thinking a little bit. It was interesting, the scripture that Andrew really was led to kind of share a while ago in the service was from Ephesians 1. And we're going to kind of just look at one scripture here and then go to Ephesians 5 just for one scripture there as well. But there's some good news. There's some good news that I want to share with you tonight, and that is that this God that we have been singing about, praising about, this God that we've been pouring out our lives in whatever way we want to, he's doing more than that towards you and me already. Is that even though we can praise God, and I'm starting to lose my voice, woo, get in there, it's my own fault, but I don't mind. I believe that we should worship God until we can't speak. Because that way I know I've given everything that I can. I haven't just sung a ditty, but no, man, I want to give myself to this. But there is something that God wants to remind us of tonight, and that is however big we make God, however much we sing about him, however much we adore him, however much we just sing, he's always singing over you about your destiny, about your future. Is that however much we exalt him or lift him up or praise him or just give him whatever we can, he's already given us more already. And I just want us to connect with that reality in a new way this evening. Maybe you've not kind of realized this before, but I think when we begin to worship like we were before, we're just joining in with a party that's already happening. Yeah. I think we're already getting a bit of an awareness of something that's been going on forever already and will go on forever from now. Because someone who now sits in heaven has done something so immense, so extraordinary, so amazing that the whole clock stopped. Yeah. When Jesus was crucified, it said the whole clock stopped. The day and the night got confused. Daytime stopped, nighttime stopped. Something happened in that point of time and space which changed eternity forever. And I believe we can receive of that change tonight. I believe tonight there are multitudes, thousands and tens of thousands, millions and squillions of people already singing, "Jesus, you've done a great job." And when we begin to engage in worship like we did a little while ago, we're just catching up with what's been going on for forever. There is something about this person, there is something about the person of Jesus which attracts everybody's attention. Why is that? Well, I think there's a clue here. There was a clue, and I just connected this again when I held little Talitha again. It's like, God, you're so big. You are always planning for the future. You're always investing in people who aren't born yet. You're always thinking long term, not short term. You always have a plan and a purpose and a destiny that even when she popped out of mummy, didn't catch him out at all. Come on. I love the reality that nobody here has ever surprised God in terms of when we were born and how we've lived. But there's something in this book of Ephesians, which is one of the great writers of the New Testament, wrote this particular book to a big church. It was doing well, it was having a great time. And he just reminded them of some realities. Here's the first one. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It says, praise. I believe when we really understand a little bit more than maybe we do, just how big God is, and just how much God has done, and just how much God bigs you and me up, my response is going to be, that is awesome, God. That is amazing, Jesus. I know that Jesus wants me to respond like that, because another part of this same Bible, it says, give thanks in all things. Yes. Which means all things. Yes. Not some things, all things except, all things apart from. No, all things. Why? Because there's someone in heaven bigger than you and bigger than me that's going to make it all right in the end. I don't know how many of you read books. Whenever I read a book, I always go to the end first. I want to know, is it a good story, bad story? Are there good people, bad people? You know, do I need to get too involved in this character? Is he going to die by the second chapter? Like, woo! So I read the end. And the end of my Bible tells me it's all right. Then I want to find out a bit about the author, do you? Is this bloke not always talking about? Does he write good books? Is it the first one? Is it the last one? Well, the author of this book is awesome. And the end of this book is awesome. So when I look at this book, it's like, I know the writer and I know the end. And this says, praise be to God. But there's more about God than just someone somewhere and Father. And I was just reminded yesterday of what being a parent's about. It's about investing in people's now for their tomorrow. It's about everything that you are, they get from the beginning. All that love, all of that resources, all of that support, all of those cuddles, all of that time, all of that attention. This little baby gets all of that right at the beginning. What do they do to earn it? Nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
They look cute. Actually, their face is a bit wrinkly. But she still looks gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't do anything. And yet I know that she's on the receiving end of unlimited love, attention, kindness, mercy. Everything will happen so that she lives the fullest possible life she can. And it reminded me of how Jesus is with me. Because this is how Jesus is with me, and it's how Jesus is with you. Is when we're born under the potential of, I want to do all of that for you. I want to make it work. I want to give you the fullness of life, not just a half life. So when I read this, just heard it, it was like, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realised afresh, Talitha, she appears into the light of the world, if you like, but she's already blessed. She can't not be. She was born into it. It's her inheritance, as Andrew was reminding of us. You and I, whether we know Jesus or not, whether we know him very well or not, God wants us as part of his inheritance. Yeah. He wants to show us off. Yeah. And he wants to show off in us. In my experience of God, and please take this the right way, he's the biggest show off I've ever met. Because I know what I'm like you know what you're like, and yet I still see God heal people, do miracles through people, tell people what their future's going to be so that they can have a whole life, help restore. I know how rubbish I am. And I know how rubbish we think we are, and yet God still wants to show off through us. Yes. And I love that in Isaiah. It says, you and I, before the beginning of anything, we were made for the display of his splendor. What does that mean? It means I want to show off. God wants to show off in you. He wants to show everybody that he can take nothing and make something out of them. God wants to show off in you and show everybody he can take the village idiot and make them clever. Woohoo! Every village has got one. He wants to show the whole of society that even though you've had a track record, he can put you on a new track. He wants to show the whole of the world that even though you might not look how the world wants you to look, you still look amazing and you can still do amazing. Yeah. That's why I love it when it says praise. It's like, whoa, come on, I can understand that word. I want to praise him. Yeah. Not because I've got a new grandchild, but because their destiny has been revealed again. Yeah. And I believe tonight God wants you to know there's destiny for you. There's a plan and a purpose. Right at the beginning parts of the writings of this, God makes a promise. He says, I know the plans. Yeah. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've got a bit annoyed with that. I don't want to know that God knows the plan. I want to know the plan that God knows. But maybe that's not spiritual enough for some of you. It kind of winds me up sometimes. But the comfort is this. He doesn't keep it a secret. He says, if you ask me, I'll tell you. Yeah. So I know the God that I know has a plan for my life, but I also know if I ask him, he'll tell me what it is. Yeah. It's about destiny. Yeah. It's about a future and a hope. Yeah. It's about a certainty of living a life not just for Jesus, but with Jesus. Yeah. So this goes on here in this little verse here. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms, which is up here, wherever you see that is. It's a certainty, it's eternal, it's non-negotiable. But how do I receive it? Because he chose us to receive it. Verse 4. He chose us to know this. So I know yesterday when this little one was born, 8 pounds 2 ounces, and I'm a bloke, alright, I'm not supposed to remember stuff like that. And I don't usually, but I did this time. Alright? Is that however big you think you are, or however small you think you are, God knows you enough to want to change you for good. However big we think we are, or however small we think we are, God still wants to change you and I for good. Doesn't matter how big we look. Doesn't matter how small we feel. Doesn't matter how big our life might be dragging behind us. God wants to come in tonight to give you a hope and a future. Because he has a plan. And it's non-negotiable. It's not under any United Nations sanction. It doesn't exist in heaven. It's decided. It's agreed. It's established. And God sent Jesus so that I can live and you can live in the benefit of it. It goes on here. He has blessed us. For he chose us to be holy. And this just blew my mind yesterday. Because one day, and we pray and trust that it won't be very long, this little baby will have her own relationship with Jesus. She will come to a point when she just receives Jesus as her personal Lord and Saviour and gives Jesus her life. But I know that's going to happen because it's her destiny. I know that's going to happen because it's a good plan. The best plan we can ever live in is God's plan. Not ours. Not Worthing County Council, God bless them, or Horsham District Council, God bless them. But there is a higher council. Is the counsel of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that decided years and years and years and years and years ago, before they made anything, we're going to make these people look like us. Yep. We're going to bless these guys. We're going to have a relationship with them. We're going to help them live in the fullness of their destiny. What do they need to do? Just love us? I think that's amazing. So it says here in Ephesians, praise be to the God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the whole world to be holy and blameless. What does that mean? It means that we can live like God. Yeah. We're not God. It means that we can live pure lives. It means that we can live free from every other plan that wants to destroy us, kill us, rob from us. But God's plan is good. It lifts and separates. It lifts and separates. Do you know what holiness means? It's a really complicated word. It means really simple. It means two things, actually. First part is, my life is not going to be lived like that anymore. My life is now going to be lived like that. It means set apart from and set apart for. And I know that one day, Talitha, when she understands, she's going to make a decision. I don't want to live like everybody else lives. I want to live for Jesus. I want to live for him. And I want to follow him in the best way that he enables me to do. And I want to serve him in the best way that he enables me to do that. Like many of us here have done that, is we realise there's a man with a plan, and it's a good plan. And we've responded to that knowledge. But how do we get involved with it? We have to have the one that made the plan live the plan. We have to have the one that authored the plan live in our lives to make the plan our reality. And that's about holiness, it's about being blameless. I mean, I woke up this morning, I was just so excited. Why? Because I woke up without any sense of blame. Might not be like that every day for you, I have no idea. But Jesus took blame. Yeah. All of the noise, all of the accusatory language, all of the consequences, all of the punishment, he took the lot so that I didn't have to. So when he went to the cross all those years ago, not only did he give me the opportunity to live with him and for him, he took all of the consequences. For when you and I muck it up, and we do, all I need to do is, Lord, please forgive me. And he says, okay. So in this plan, in this destiny, we need to be encouraged tonight that God gives us new beginnings.
Yes, that's right.
New beginnings. Jesus is brilliant at giving you and I new beginnings. Because sometimes we just muck it up. Sometimes Talitha is just going to muck it up. But Jesus will say, I'll give you a new beginning. I'll forget what happened. It's gone. You can start again. And I believe maybe for some of us, we just need to hear that tonight. Maybe we've just mucked it up. Maybe we know we shouldn't have done something. Maybe we shouldn't have said something. Maybe we shouldn't have been like that with those people. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus wants to set you free from that. He wants you to receive a new beginning, if you like. The old is gone and the new has come. Because this is about what Jesus gives to people who don't deserve it. And I don't deserve it. I didn't deserve to be holding this great big bundle of life. I didn't deserve it. It's a gift. I don't deserve to know Jesus personally, but it's a gift. I don't deserve to have the life of the Holy Spirit in my life. It's a gift. I don't deserve to be stood here in front of you. I'd sooner be sat there listening to somebody else. I would, but it's a gift. Do you understand that? And I realised that as I began to just think about Jesus takes the blame, he takes the consequences. But why? Because he's got a plan and he's going to make it work. When I muck it up, he steps in to help me get it right. He gives me a new beginning, a new opportunity. That's part of our journey. I thank God that Jesus isn't looking at results, he's looking at my progress. Hallelujah. Yeah. But he wants all of us to progress a little bit tonight. So how does he do that? Well, let's turn over, if you've got a Bible, but it doesn't matter if you haven't, the scripture's going to come up behind me. It's Ephesians chapter 5. Look at that. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. That's kind of a no-brainer, right? We know that. But maybe what we don't realise is, and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, is that the entrance of his word brings light. So tonight we've heard lots of words. We've sung words. Holy is the Lord. He's the same. He's the Father. All creation. All those are words, and they all help bring light. We've also been hearing in the last few minutes that Jesus is the God of new beginnings. He wants to give us a hope and a future. He has a plan, and he wants us to live in that plan. It's all the word of God. So something's happening on the inside of many of our lives tonight. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it's light that makes everything visible. That is why it's said, and I believe this is for some of us, wake up. Is that what it says? Just making sure that it's the same. Wake up. Because in the dark, we do certain things. One of them, sleep. But sometimes if we're asleep when we should be awake, we miss it. And tonight, maybe you feel as if you've just missed it. You've just missed God somehow. Somehow, you were out when he came. Somehow, he blessed the person next to you and not you. Somehow, you've heard a story, you've read a book, you've got the t-shirt, you're in the video of where God did something amazing, but he didn't do it through you. Somehow, maybe we thought we were asleep. But tonight God wants to wake us up. He wants to wake us up. How's he waking us up? Sunday nights is a good wake-up call. There's someone bigger than us to give some praise to. There's someone bigger than us that never changes. There's someone bigger than us that is always the truth. And it never changes. There's someone bigger than us that is for us, not against us. The Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. If God is for you, who can be against you? And sometimes these things, we just got to wake up to the fact that we know the end of the story. Sometimes you got to wake up that Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. I'm having so much trouble. Yeah, get over it. Exactly. Your faith overs it. In this world we will have trouble, but fear not. Your faith, your confidence in the God who can change everything in a blink of an eye, who has a plan, has a destiny, is for us and not against us. Wake, wake, O sleeper, rise from the dead. Maybe it, sometimes it can feel, if we spend enough time asleep, it feels like we're dead. Oh, I just feel a bit dry. It does feel a bit like God's left me to the shelf. I don't think there are any shelves in heaven. I think we're all on the front row. And the PA's huge and nobody cares. And nobody knows the words of the song and nobody cares because we've all got our own. I think there are other things up there, all right, that we're just beginning to experience. And it says, and Christ will shine on you. I believe Jesus wants to shine his light on us tonight. I believe he's already been doing that as we've just been in worshipping and engaging and drawing closer to the one who is now seated in heavenly realms. The one who has multitudes, squillions in his choir. And they're all singing, holy is the one, worthy is the one, Jesus is the one. We've just caught a little bit of that tonight. But something happens. Whether you know Jesus in this room or not, just by being in this room, something's happened to you. Because the light of the truth of Jesus is in the room. And like any good mirror, or even a bad mirror, we all reflect what we look at the most. So just by being in the room tonight for this last hour, something's happening to us. Maybe a few pennies are dropping. Maybe a few things, actually, that's really exciting. Jesus gives me a new beginning. God's got a plan. And if I ask him, he'll show me. But if I ask him, he'll help me live in it too. I know the end from the beginning. It's all right. We win. Away from home. In the 90th minute. It's true. It's true, I tell you. Just at the moment when the whistle's going to blow, God says, that's it. Read it. Or not. It's a bit confusing. Just when the world is going to blow time, God says, mine's time. Everybody, hello. So tonight, if you just feel discouraged, Jesus wants the light of his life to shine upon you tonight. He wants to cheer you up. He wants to put a spring back in your spring step. If you just feel as if, oh, God's got it in for me. In for me, in for me. He hasn't. Maybe you just got to do a little bit of business with the Lord in the next few minutes. Say, Lord, I'm really sorry that I feel like this. Because actually I need to be thanking you in all things. Rejoicing always. And give thanks. Maybe that's just really hard to do. Well, wake up. You can. Tonight you can. Because he hasn't changed one jot. He hasn't moved one millimetre from how he's always been and what he's always said concerning you and concerning me. He has not changed his mind. He has not backed out or withdrawn from his contract. Praise be to the God who before the creation of all things decided, I'm going to make these guys holy and I'm going to make them blameless. And the Holy Spirit, that life, that third person of God is going to come and live in our lives. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to touch our lives tonight.
Yeah.
I said, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to touch our lives tonight. Amen. Why? Because we're not following a book of rules and regulations. We're not following a plan that's written somewhere. We can go and look at it. This plan is a personality.
Yes.
It's not a plan that you can go and say, where's my plan? It's in the person of Christ.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.